Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A tornado watch is in effect until 11 p.m. for Adair, Adams, Audubon, Cass, Guthrie, Madison, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Once again, that's a tornado watch in effect until 11 p.m. tonight. Efforts continue to increase the height of a secondary levee to keep the flooding Missouri River from swamping the town of Hamburg. Lieutenant Den Hendrickson of the Iowa National Guard has 48 soldiers under his command as they help with the effort.
What they want us to do is they're bringing a secondary levee on I-29, and they basically brought us in to perform the labor, because each of these HESCOs, or, you know, the baskets that are filled with the cloth fabric, the sand needs to be physically packed into each one of them, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
The guard works in two shifts. One involves packing sand while the other group rests and sleeps. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup said today that all but seven of the roughly 40 households in southern Hamburg evacuated voluntarily. The remaining seven are ready to escape quickly if water floods the town. The Lake Manawa State Park campground has been closed through August due to safety concerns that the levee holding the Missouri River back will not withstand the pressure over the expected 8 weeks of flooding. The park will remain open for day use until there is direct evidence the levee will not hold. The DNR is in the process of notifying campers holding the 125 reservations at Lake Manawa with arrivals between today and August 31st of its closure and refunding their money. Lake Manawa is the third state park that will be impacted by the Missouri River. The DNR has closed Wilson Island in Pottawatomie County and Lewis and Clark State Park in Monona County. Chris Larson, fisheries supervisor for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, warns people to stay away from the Missouri River because of debris.
When the water goes out of the floodplain, it's not really rushing water like it is when it's confined in the channel. But what they don't account for is all the debris that's out there. There's going to be propane tanks. There's going to be all kinds of containers, big, large trees that have been uprooted and dislodged. They're going to be moving around.
In addition, the Missouri River is a very large system, and there are underwater currents that cannot be projected.
It's just best for folks just to completely stay out of that area. Stay out of the river. Don't go out and investigate. Don't get out there and wade around even, because you just don't know what's coming down that river right now. I mean, it's not been out of its banks in 52 years, so all that stuff that's accumulated, all the junk and stuff that people don't get picked up, it's floating down the river now.
Chris Larson. Red Oak police officers were called to the 300 block of East Knuckles Street on Monday on a reported burglary. The victim, Brandy Lynn Beckett of Red Oak, reported that between 5 p.m. and 5:12 p.m., an unknown person or persons forced open a door to gain entry, causing damage, and stole 32 Xanax pills, 15 Ativan pills, and broke the handle off her stove. The total amount of loss is estimated at $18, with an unknown dollar amount for the medications. The incident remains under investigation, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500. A vehicle reported stolen in Page County this week has been found. The Page County Sheriff's Office says the 2000 Buick Regal was found at 180th and F Avenue in Montgomery County just before 1 p.m. today. The incident is still under investigation. And the 33rd annual Red Oak Junction Days will be held June 24th through the 26th. Red Oak Chamber Specialist Jody Smith says the theme this year is All American Junction Days.
Red Oak Junction Days is about Red Oak's heritage. Originally, Red Oak was called Red Oak Junction. And so this event is just an annual event where everybody comes together and celebrates Red Oak's history and heritage.
Events include a YMCA adult tennis tournament, Tiny Miss, Little Miss, Junior Miss, and Miss Red Oak contest, bicycle poker ride, Rotary Club pancake feed, a 10K 2-mile run and walk, barbecue contest, cornhole tournament, gunfight reenactment, a hot dog eating contest, bed races, a tractor ride, and so much more. A full schedule of events can be found at www.redoakiowa.com. Smith said Junction Days shirts are available at the chamber, $15 for adults and $13 for youth. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.